KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN's finance department says it will be cracking the whip on wasteful spending in the province's government departments.
Accountability is exactly what we need to be able to turn our cities around and our province, because national government is not any longer in a position to bail us out. That is a reality.
MEC Francois Rogers says two new measures have been put in place to keep an eye on how departments use their funds. Speaking at a post-provincial budget event hosted by Sanlam today in Durban, Rogers said they had come up with a dashboard to monitor spending,
which will give myself, my team, MECs and their departments, HODs and committees, a live view of the financial health of that department. What are the current accruals? What are the creditors? What are the debtors? What is the current cash flow? What is the projected expenditure?
KZN Treasury has also budgeted 12 million rand for an e-procurement system.
Is a system that is going to streamline supply chain management. It's also fraught with corruption and interference. This will stop that process. So where in the past departments have been buying a bottle of water and paying 50 rand for the bottle of water instead of 15 rand, this system will stop that. That department will not be able to procure a bottle of water if it's outside of the demarcated maximum.
Security boss and murder accused Farrell Govender has been granted leave to appeal the decision to deny him bail. He and his brother Darren are accused of killing logistics company owner Shailen Singh. Singh was gunned down in Umhlanga in December while seated in his car. The brothers turned themselves in January. Darren was granted bail last month while Farrell's application was rejected. He appealed and the matter was heard last week, but he lost. Farrell returned to the Durban High Court today seeking leave to appeal last week's judgment. The Electoral Commission has received over 40 submissions from political parties appealing plans to deregister them. The Commission sent out notices of cancellation for 192 inactive parties earlier this month. It said the group includes those that failed to renew their registration by the end of January and those that are not represented in any legislative body. The IEC's David Mandaha says inactive parties are removed to reduce voter confusion and to allow active parties to claim unused names and logos.
Following the cut-off date on Monday, 24 March 2025, the Commission is currently evaluating these submissions and a determination will be announced in due course.
And a court in Pakistan has sentenced five people to death for posting blasphemous content online. The five young men were sentenced yesterday in Rawalpindi. A private group brought the case against them. A lawyer says the five were separately sentenced to life imprisonment for desecrating the Quran and 10 years for hurting religious sentiments. Yesterday, a Pakistani YouTube star was charged with blasphemy after launching a perfume named after the very law he has fallen foul of. Durban and Richards Bay 20 for tomorrow. Peter Maritzburg 20.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rajasthan Royals currently 91 for 5 after 12.5 overs in their IPL clash with the Kolkata Knight Riders. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins can go top of the four-day series if they beat the Lions at the Wanderers this week. And Andy Farrell has confirmed his backroom staff for the upcoming Lions tour of Australia.